Can you please ask all the brothers to stand up and make the room for the brothers to come in, please? I can see two rooms between yourself. Jirakala has accommodated your brother.
Please, brothers, can everybody stand up? The chair has asked everybody to stand up. You can all stand up and let your disciples. And then try and squeeze in because our people are trying to make room for other brothers. No selfish today.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحابته ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقال تعالى في القرآن الحكيم فسبحان الله حين تمسون وحين تصبحون وله الحمد في السماوات والأرض وعشياً وعشيا وحين تظهرون يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ويحيي الأرض بعد موتها وكذلك تخرجون ومن آياته أن خلقكم من تراب ثم إذا أنتم بشر تنتشرون. Praise indeed is all for Allah and all gratitude to Him. We praise Him. We seek His forgiveness, guidance and His mercy. We seek refuge and protection of Allah from our bad deeds as we seek His refuge and protection from the bad that is inside us. Know then one who is guided by Allah, they are truly guided. One who is left to go astray will not find a guide or a protector or a helper after that. And I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, one and only. Glory be to Him. To Him belongs all glorification and praise. He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is his slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in these ayat in Surah Ar-Rum, فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ حِينَ تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ So glorification is for Allah when you reach the evening or when you reach the morning. The ayah starts with fa, so. So it's relevant to see what's before it as well, because so is not the beginning of the conversation. So the ayat before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's not beginning of Surah Ar-Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning about His creation. Allahu yakhluqu ma yasha. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Or Allahu yakhluqu ma yasha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates all things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions specifically, وَيُعِيدُ And He brings back things to life again. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ Then to him is the return of all. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, the issue in the previous ayat is with disbelievers in their arrogance, denying that they are going to be brought back before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And forgetting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. Allahu yabda, actually it's Allahu yabda'u al-khalqa thumma yu'idhu. Thumma ilayhi turja'un. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa yawma taqumu as-sa'atu yublisul mujrimun. And when the hour is established, in other words, it's going to happen, then the criminals, those who rejected, disbelieved, they are described as criminals, will be in total despair. Ablasa yublisu, as some people said, the word iblis comes from that. Or yawma taqumu as-sa'atu, when the hour is established, يَوْمَ إِذٍ يَتَثَرَّقُونَ. On that day, the people on the day of judgment will be divided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The group for paradise and the group for punishment and hell. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَهُمْ فِي رَوْضَاتٍ يُحْبَرُونَ. As for those who do believe and do good works, righteous works, they will be the ones in gardens, in delight and happiness. يُحْبَرُونَ. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ. As for those who disbelieved and rejected our signs and rejected the meeting of the hereafter. فَأُولَٰئِكَ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُحْضَرُونَ. They will be put in the punishment. They will be brought and put in the punishment. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning how He's in control of everything, how there is going to be a day of judgment, how He created and brings back to life, He says, فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ حِينَ تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ. So, glorification is due to Allah alone when you reach the evening and when you reach the morning at dawn time. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it in a way of glorification is due, but He says when you all reach the evening and when you reach the morning, it means you glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning and in the evening. That's what it's saying. And tasbih or subhan, when it's used in Quran and Sunnah on its own, it covers all of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means salah, it means your dhikr, it means subhanallah. Not only that, but it means tasbih wa tahmid wa tahleel wa takbir. All of them are covered under فَسُبْحَانَ hina تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ. Some ulama said that these place in this ayah, four times are mentioned for salah, and some tried to make it into five, that this is an evidence from the Quran of five daily salah. Actually, there is no direct evidence from the Quran of five daily salah. It comes from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yeah? And the way to pray and what time to pray. So these so-called Quraniyun, they are not Quraniyun. This is a lie. Those who reject the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith because they came across weak ones and fabricated ones and then decided to throw the baby out with the bathwater, they have rejected. There's no way they can pray five times a day. They don't even know how to pray because the Quran doesn't explain it. You cannot take out Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The shahada is of Allah and His messenger. There's no point having the shahada of the messenger if you're not going to follow him. These people are deluded. Do not follow them. They are ignorant. They are ignorant. The problems they have with authentic hadith, they will have problems with the ayat of the Quran in the end. Anyway, that's a side note. Talking of side notes, in this ayah, there is also a side note. It's called Jumlatul Mu'tarida in Arabic. In English, they say an incidental sentence, which is like when we say, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. The sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to praise him. It's not part of the sentence. It's we are saying the Prophet said. And the sentence carries on. So sallallahu alayhi wasallam is an interjection. So same in this ayah. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so glorification is due to Allah when you reach the evening and when you reach the morning. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That's the interjection. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ. To Him belongs all the praise and gratitude in the heavens and the earth. Now, hamd is mentioned. But the sentence carries on. وَعَشِيًّا وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ. In other words, glorification is due to Allah when you reach the evening and when you reach the morning. And at night time, وَعَشِيًّا وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ. And when you reach the afternoon. Yeah? That's the sentence, the four times that I mentioned. وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ. يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. He brings life from dead, and He brings death from life. وَيُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا, and he gives life to the earth after it is dead. وَكَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ, and in the similar manner you will be brought back again. That's the issue, isn't it, that's going on in these ayat. In the similar fashion that he brought you out. Subhanallah, how arrogant is the human being. We come on the earth and we live, even with the earth in its millennia, millions of years, and we come for how long? 60 years, 90 years, even 100 years if you want. A little blip in the history of creation and existence, isn't it? A little blip. And before that blip, where were we? Non-existent. Did we have a choice to be created? No. Did we demand Allah to create us? No. Did we exist and have a conscience anywhere? No. Did we know anything before? No. And then we die. That little blip, and that arrogant person comes with everything that the Creator's given them, the very tongue, and says, oh, why are you doing this, God? Why are you doing this, God? Is there a God? Yeah. Why are you doing this? Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. For surely God, Allah, He does what He wills. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلُ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. He is not questioned. Allah is not questioned about what He does. But it is they who will be questioned. We got the equation the wrong way around. It is not God who's on trial. It is you and me who's on trial. You deluded people. I'm not talking to you, brothers and sisters. I'm talking to the ungrateful human being. Don't be deluded by their so-called clever ideas of rationality. The rationality that Allah gave them. It is not Allah. We have no power. Okay, so you say, God, why did you do that? Okay, He does what He will. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Say, all right, I'm not going to worship you, which is what the arrogant do, isn't it? And what will that lead to? Does that harm Allah in any way, brothers and sisters? Who is it harming? Double harming. The person saying, I'm not going to worship you. Where are you going to go in the end? It is not Allah on trial. The Creator cannot be on trial from the creature. يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. We are the ones under trial. As Allah SWT says, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. Allah says, the human being, he puts forward arguments before God. Why this? Why that? Why that? وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. Let's go back to the original. And he or she forgets his own creation. Where has he come from? You're nothing before the Creator. He forgets his creation. So when they talk about, oh, evil going on, how can there be God? How can God do this? They're trying to understand the Creator and they never can. Yeah, go back to where did you come from? That's why Allah says, وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَ. Don't forget where you came from. وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَ. And He says, مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعَظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. Who is going to bring these rotten bones back to life again? قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٌ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Not because of my khutbah, brothers and sisters, but because of Allah. Glory be to Him. Yeah. Allah says, He will bring these bones back together, back to life again. The one who made them in the first place. Have you forgotten that? Where did you come from? Did you make yourself? Did you make yourself? You came from nothing? You accidentally came? It's all nonsense. Don't be fooled by those who make all this an accident. Nothing is an accident. He will bring them back. Who established and made them in the first place? And he is has absolute knowledge of all creation. That is Allah. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ Or is it that they were created from nothing? As some claim to be nowadays. Try and use rationality to say, nothing actually comes from nothing. We cannot exist. Whereas Allah, and the ones who say, who made Allah? Well, he's not Allah if he's made. It is a futile question. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, when somebody asks that question, that is shaitan, say, I believe in Allah, and leave it at that.
We have a black Lexus MM23 WSE parked outside the masjid where the Kohans are. Can you please move it now? It's causing a problem with passing traffic. Jazakallah.
Right outside where the cones are. Even the cones. Anyway, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Majesty. Look, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and that's why the mention of the human being being created in these ayat, I haven't got time to go into all of it, but and the idea of the dead earth coming back to life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقَّ Allah says, we will soon show them signs in the horizon all around them, in other words, and in themselves, we will show them signs. These ayat are not the ayat of the Quran. These are signs of His magnificence, yeah, of creation, of the miracle of life indeed. And so many other miracles all around us, but the arrogant, they are deluded and deceitful to themselves and deceitful to others. Hatta yatabayyana lahum, until it becomes absolutely clear to them. Who is he talking about? Allah? To you and me. In other words, it's absolutely clear. أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ That the Qur'an is the truth. That the Qur'an is the truth. And the signs are all around. The more nature programs I watch, the more I marvel. And the more I marvel and feel sorry for the ones producing the nature programs, because it's like the plant decided to evolve and do this and do that. Hang on. When did the plant have a brain to decide to do this and to do that? Then they say, nature decided to do this. I'd love to meet nature. Where is he or she? Yeah. This was a clever ploy. They removed God and put nature in just to get round it. Right? And then when they make discoveries, the people discovering things are not God. The discovery, subhanallah, you know, in the 1990s, if I give some examples, they discovered a rotting whale skeleton at the bottom of the ocean where no human had been before, in the depths of darkness. They discovered on one rib of the whale 170 organisms which had never been seen or discovered, and they don't exist anywhere else in the world or the ocean before in the 1990s. 170 organisms, one rib that we don't know anything about except till the 1990s. Do you marvel? Subhanallah, you say, oh, clever scientists, but who gave intellect and cleverness to the scientists? The one who created them. But marvel at the fact that these, and they found under the ocean species after species only 20, 30 years ago. Yeah, in their thousands that no human being had ever set eyes on. Who was looking after them? Who was the creator? Who was nourishing them? Who was providing for them? Yeah. Subhanallah. They find that there's a frog called the wood frog that freezes in the winter for 8 months. How? the whole body and insides freeze and its heart stops and its brain stops functioning. Yet it's not dead. And in spring, when the thaw happens, it comes back. They say, the scientists, we don't know why and what makes the heart restart again. Yeah, but I know. Because it can't be the frog. Because the frog's brain's frozen and dead. It's not active. So the frog hasn't decided for the heart to start again. Was it the heart that decided for it to start again? It can't be. So they say this is miraculous. Or they say the miraculous, the biological miracle. Anything to get away from mentioning God. What's biological miracle means? We don't understand it, it means. How is it that some flamingos travel thousands of miles in Africa after there's been a drought of 5 years, 10 years, you can't approximate it, and they travel that year when the rain falls in that area for thousands of miles. How did they know it was that year that the rain was going to fall, the pink flamingo with its little brain in their thousands from 1,000 miles away? How? They say, oh, it's a miraculous thing about you. We don't understand. I'll tell you, we do understand. So they say, oh, the water cycle, it's all automatic. Water evaporates, clouds form, it falls. Yeah, because they think it's automatic. It's happening itself, is it? So why is the rain not falling in certain areas and other areas are getting... Do you have control of it? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who's sending the rain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides where it's going to fall and after how long and whether you're going to get a drought or whether you're not going to get a drought. Glory be to Him. Anything, don't be deluded. Nothing is automatic. Nothing is random. Because what is random to you and me, it is not random before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the creator. He is the master. He is the owner. He decides. Glory be to Him, therefore. And all praise be to Him in the evening and in the morning and at night time and in the afternoon. Every time you stand up and every time you sit down, brothers and sisters, say Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullahi lakum innahu ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد أيها الأخوة الكرام. Second part of khutbah, I want to spend 5 or 10 minutes because some people raise the issue that we in our mosque have the imam leading 2 salahs, Jummah twice. How is that possible? And raising the objection that it may not be allowed. This is an issue where there's been ikhtilaf from the time of Sahaba and Tabi'een, and the ikhtilaf means difference of opinion, and this will continue to the Day of Judgment. But I'll tell you the basis, a little bit, of why the ikhtilaf is. It's all to do with intention. And the issue before the scholars from the Tabi'een and others was, is the intention for the salah of the imam and the followers, does it have to be the same intention or not? For some scholars, it has to be the same intention. For others, it doesn't have to be. For those who said they must have the same intention, they use hadith in Bukhari Muslim, in which the Prophet ﷺ said, innama al-imam liyu'tamma bih. فَلَا تَخْتَلِفُوا عَلَيْهِ yeah, that the imam has been made as the one who should be followed. So we all understand that. The followers are supposed to follow the imam. So Prophet ﷺ mentioned nothing about intention. In fact, the rest of the hadith and other hadith with similar words carry on mentioning Prophet ﷺ showing how the imam is to be followed. So he says, فَإِذَا كَبَّرَ فَكَبِّرُوا فَلَا تُكَبِّرُوا حَتَّى يُكَبِّرَ وَإِذَا رَكَعَ فَارْكَعُوا فَلَا تَرْكَعُوا حَتَّى يَرْكَعَ وَإِذَا قَالَ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمْدَ حَمْدٌ قولوا ربنا لك الحمد. Prophet says, so when he says Allahu Akbar, then you all say Allahu Akbar. And don't say Allahu Akbar until he says Allahu Akbar. Yeah? And when he goes down in ruku, then you go down in ruku. And don't go down in ruku until he goes down in ruku. And it carries on the hadith in a similar fashion. Now on this basis, because it's said in this hadith, don't do the opposite, yeah, to what the imam's doing, in other words, follow. Some scholars came to the conclusion that means that if the imam is leading fard prayer, yeah, then the followers should be in fard prayer. If the imam is in nawafil prayer or tatawwu, then the followers should be in tatawwu as well. And we know from hadith that the same prayer is not repeated by any mu'min twice in a day. If I've done Salatul Asr, I don't do it again just for good luck. You don't repeat prayer twice. So that's the argument they used. However, the argument doesn't finish there. So when we come first to people praying behind the imam who's doing a fard prayer and they've already prayed, can they join in the prayer? All of the four madhahib are agreed that they can. And they do it as nawafil in the masjid. They get extra reward just for joining in. They're all agreed with that. So that in itself, that the fact that the Hanafiya Malikiya also agreed with this, shows that the ikhtilaf from the other hadith, well, they would have to break the hadith because it's saying there shouldn't be any difference. It's showing you the intention here, it can be changed because the intention of the one doing nafil is not the same as the imam's intention. And we have plenty of evidence for that. The Prophet ﷺ, where the imam's doing fard and the others, the Prophet ﷺ prayed with the Sahaba. After he finished, he found two people at the back who didn't join in the prayer. So he said, bring them to me. The two people came to him and they were trembling. They were trembling because the Prophet ﷺ ordered them to be brought to him. The Prophet ﷺ, so merciful and gentle, but just because they were called, they're coming trembling. So the Prophet ﷺ, why did you two not pray? They said, Ya Rasulullah, we already had prayed this prayer in our tents. He said, well, don't do that again. If you come to the masjid, even if you've prayed, we're praying, then join in the prayer and make it as nawafil, tatawwa. The majority of scholars said it's recommended that you do that, so you feel part of the Muslim ummah. So they're praying nawafil, and the imam, the Prophet ﷺ, would be leading as a fard. Yeah? And another evidence, when the Prophet ﷺ finished prayer, there was one man who arrived late and he started praying. And the Prophet ﷺ said, because he was praying on his own, yeah, Ala man yatasaddaq alayhi. Is there anyone, man yatasaddaq alayhi, who will give, fayusalliya ma'ahu, who will give charity to this person and pray with him as jama'ah? So one of the sahabi who'd already prayed, the fard, joins in with the prayer of the other one. The one leading is the one who's missed the prayer. He's doing it as fard. The sahabi who's joining him, giving charity, is doing it as nafil. Okay? So there were some tabi'in who differed with that. Now, before I run out of time, finally, the main thing the other way, which is that the imam, I do my second Jummah khutbah and I do it as a Jummah prayer as nawafil, as tatawwa. Malikiya and Hanafiya don't agree with this. You should know that. Shafi'iyya, Hanabila, yeah, Ibn al-Mundhir, not part of any madhahib, Al-Awza'i and others, they say this is fine because we have evidence. We have evidence that when the Prophet ﷺ said that the imam's made to follow and don't differ with him, he gives the explanation, and you can only differ on what's apparent. Because if you're doing a quiet prayer, for example, and the Prophet ﷺ never mentioned niyyah, the argument of the Shafi'a and Hanabila is this, he never mentioned niyyah as being different. Yeah? And the fact that if you're doing dhuhr, the imam, for example, might be reading Suratul Asr in dhuhr prayer because he's doing it quietly, and you're reciting, as a person behind the imam, a different surah. Are you doing different things? Yes, you are. So the difference is only what is apparent. not what is hidden. So if and Prophet is showing you what's apparent. Imam saying, Sami Allahu liman hamida. You don't then go down in sujood and say, Subhana Rabbi Yal'ala. Of course not. Yeah? So the Prophet is explaining the hadith itself. Secondly, there's plenty of evidence, and the most famous hadith in Bukhari Muslim is that of Mu'adh ibn Jabal. He used to, not once, he was well known, Jabir says, that he used to pray Salatul Isha, specifically mentioned with the Prophet ﷺ in the mosque. Then he would go to his area and he would lead his people in Salatul Isha. So what's he doing? Why is he praying twice? His second prayer cannot be fard. He's leading them as nawafil. And in this story, there's also a famous incident that he went once late and he recited Suratul Baqarah in Salatul Isha with his people. Suratul Baqarah. One of the people, he broke his prayer from the Imam, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, and went and prayed quickly on his own and went. They told Mu'adh that this person did this. Mu'adh said, he's become a munafiq. He's a sahaba. Oh, this man's become a munafiq, hypocrite. So the man went to the Prophet ﷺ and told the Prophet ﷺ what happened. So the Prophet ﷺ called Mu'adh ibn Jabal. He said, Afattanun anta ya Mu'adh? Are you trying to test them and try them? Yeah, as though you're an examiner to them or something? Why do you recite Surah Al-Baqarah for? He said, recite like Sabbih Isma Rabbika Al-A'la. Yeah, short surahs. Because the man said, Ya Rasulullah, we are people who do labor, manual work. We have to go and look after our crops and irrigate our fields. And he's making Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah in Surah Al-Isha. Yeah, but anyway, that's a different story. The point is that Mu'adh ibn Jabal goes and he leads them in Salah at that time. Prophet ﷺ himself led Salatul Khawf, which is two rak'ahs, with the companions. That's when you're out in battle, in warfare. So one group of Sahaba joined in for two rak'ahs, because it's two rak'ahs when you're out. Yes, Salatul Khawf. You're right. The Prophet ﷺ did salam. That group, the other group of Sahaba were facing the enemy. Didn't join in the salah. Right? So first group finishes and second group comes now behind the Prophet ﷺ. And Prophet ﷺ prays two more rak'ahs now. What's he praying? Why is the Prophet ﷺ praying four? Yeah? The traveler's prayer. Because the second two he's doing as nawafil. You can't have two prayers, the same person doing them, unless they... But he's leading them... As the imam, he's doing it as tatawwu, like Mu'adh ibn Jabal for Isha. The others are doing it as fard. Hanafiya Malikiya said some things like, oh yes, it wasn't Isha, he did Maghrib, Mu'adh with the Prophet ﷺ, then he went to do Isha. It's wrong, because the hadith clearly states it was Salatul Isha. Weak argument. Others said, Prophet ﷺ didn't know that Mu'adh was doing this. Subhanallah, they brought it to the attention and complained about Mu'adh ibn Jabal doing Surah Al-Baqarah. And the Prophet ﷺ didn't know because he used to do it regularly. Weak argument again. Yeah. And so there are some arguments. I believe the strongest argument is what we follow. But you wish to follow, great respect for the Hanafiya and the Malikiya who don't want to join in such a salah. It is your choice to do that. Barakallahu feekum. And in a similar way, of course, if difference of niyyah can take place, if the imam's doing dhuhr prayer, yeah, or if he's doing asr and you haven't prayed dhuhr, you can have different niyyahs for different salahs as well, in a similar fashion. Imam's doing salatul taraweeh and you haven't prayed salatul isha, can you go and join the imam behind the imam and do your salatul isha? Yes, you can, but not according to the Hanafiya and Malikiya, with the greatest respect to them. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabiyyi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa barik 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala Muhammad kama sallaita wa barakta 'ala Ibrahim.